apparition burst from the reedy jungle, sounding an inarticulate cry of hate. Olivia, staring up from the ground, saw what she took to be either a savage or a madman advancing on Shah Amurath in an attitude of deadly menace. He was powerfully built, naked but for a girdled loincloth, which was stained with blood encrusted with dried mire. His black mane was matted with mud and clotted blood. There were streaks of dried blood on his chest and limbs, dried blood on the long, straight sword he gripped in his right hand. From under the tangle of his locks, bloodshot eyes glared like coals of blue fire. "You Hyrcanian dog," mouthed this apparition in a barbarous accent. "The devils of vengeance have brought you here." "Cossack," ejaculated Shah Amurath, recalling. "I did not know a dog of you escaped. I thought you all lay stiff on the steppe by Ilbars River." "All but me, damn you," cried the other. "Oh, I've dreamed of such a meeting as this. While I crawled on my belly through the brambles, or lay under rocks while the ants gnawed my flesh, or crouched in the mire up to my mouth, I dreamed, but never hoped it would come to pass. Oh, gods of hell, how I have yearned for this!" The stranger's bloodthirsty joy was terrible to behold. His jaws champed spasmodically, froth appeared on his blackened lips. "Keep back," ordered Shah Amurath, watching him narrowly. "Ha!" It was like the bark of a timber wolf. "Shah Amurath, the great lord of Akif. Oh, damn you. How I love the sight of you. You, who fed my comrades to the vultures, who tore them between wild horses, blinded and maimed and mutilated them. Ah, you dog! You filthy dog!" His voice rose to a maddened scream, and he charged. In spite of the terror of his wild appearance, Olivia looked to see him fall at the first crossing of the blades. Madman or savage, what could he do naked against the mailed chief of Akif? There was an instant when the blades flamed and lit, seeming barely to touch each other and leap apart. Then the broadsword flashed past the saber and descended terrifically on Shah Amurath's shoulder. Olivia cried out at the fury of that stroke. Above the crunch of the rending mail, she distinctly heard the snap of the shoulder bone. The Hyrcanian reeled back, suddenly ashen, blood spurting over the links of his halberd. His saber slipped from his nerveless fingers. "Quarter!" he gasped. "Quarter?" There was a quiver of frenzy in the stranger's voice. "Quarter such as you gave us, you swine!" Olivia closed her eyes. This was no longer battle, but butchery. Frantic, bloody, impelled by an hysteria of fury and hate, in which culminated the sufferings of battle, massacre, torture, and fear-ridden, thirst-maddened, hunger-haunted flight. Though Olivia knew that Shah Amurath deserved no mercy or pity from any living creature, yet she closed her eyes and pressed her hands over her ears to shut out the sight of that dripping sword that rose and fell with the sound of a butcher's cleaver, and the gurgling cries that dwindled away and ceased. She opened her eyes to see the stranger turning away from a gory travesty that only vaguely resembled a human being. The man's breast heaved with exhaustion or passion. His brow was beaded with sweat. His right hand was splashed with blood. He did not speak to her or even glance toward her. She saw him stride through the reeds that grew at the water's edge, stoop, and tug at something. A boat wallowed out of its hiding place among the stalks. Then she divined his intention and was